Hey there to all you skips and skipettes out there in the internet adventure land. Welcome back to Tales from the Jungle Cruise, episode number 11. Now, we've always had a lot of demand to hear more of the female perspective of the jungle. Tonight, we sat down with two very captivating and engaging skippers, Miss Allison Rowley and Miss Christina Varga. We had a fantastic time chatting jungle stories with them and kind of getting more of the girls' perspective on the jungle. But no, it was great. They were fantastic to chat with. We got a lot more jungle goodness coming up in the weeks ahead, so just stay tuned. And now on to episode.
Moments at Coachella, Coachella and Sunset.
Which good lineup this year.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, the one that I'm excited about, by the way, I just tape and don't tell anyone. So, no, the Coachella lineup that I'm most Madness is playing this year.
I know. Uh-huh. We saw the specials a couple years ago. And
oh, are you Ska girls?
I was a
old school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the 90s. How could you not?
I was like crazy eights and, you know, that whole scene. No, I was totally.
Yeah, I saw Madness actually when I was like 16 at the K-Rock Weenie Roast. I won tickets and I didn't care at the time. I was like Blink 182, like I was all fucking, oh my god, you know.
Sublime.
Oh, yeah, I think,
Is that pre-Sublime?
I think he was probably already dead by that point. When did he die? I don't know.
I don't know, but it was still a good concert after he died.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, the Madness thing, if you ever want to check out, they did an album about 3 or 4 years ago called the Danger Men Sessions, where they covered 60s soul and funk.
How fun.
So they did Lola, they did A Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall. It's still to this day, I think it's as good as the early Madness stuff in Our House. And so, and a minute in, we'll say episode 11. You know, the odds makers in Vegas said we'd never get this far. And they were probably right by the time we get to 12. Welcome everyone to Tales from the Jungle Cruise, episode 11. We are sitting here today with two fantastic ladies of the jungle. Does that sound wrong?
I don't know. It sounds like we're strippers, kind of.
Yeah, we strip outside in the jungle amongst the elephants.
I feel like you get a rash or something. I don't know. Bad idea.
Anyway. Christina Varga and Allison Rowley. Because, you know, I don't want to mess those things up because I hear
it's very important not to.
I hear you'll cut me.
Yeah.
And easy. And
I'm glad I have that reputation.
Well, if you're going to go around life, that is, you know, how you want to be known, is feared by all. So we're sitting in some convention place in the middle of Azusa that I have no clue where we're at. Pacific Palms, is it called?
That's correct.
It's a lovely little place. There's fire pits, and it's kind of like if the Disneyland Resort had no people.
And no rides.
And deserted.
And it was on a hill.
Yes. But it's beautifully landscaped and decorated. And so here's my short story. I got here a little bit before you did, and I didn't want to spoil this before the podcast. But so I'm wandering around not knowing where anything's at and making a general ass of myself. And there's a big meeting upstairs for, I think, Goodwill or Salvation Army. Army of USA.
The do-gooders.
They were. So they had a big spread of food, and their lemon bars just looked fantastic. So once we're done, if you want, we can see if we can scope a few more of those. They were pretty damn good. They had little cocktail weenies, too. So,
always,
you know,
the best.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. So let's just do the little pedigree-ish stuff. When did you work in mouse bondage? When did you work for the resorts?
Worked there from October of 2000 to April of 2003.
Mm-hmm. And I was there October 2001 to July of 2000. And 2001 or
no, two? You were 2000 with me. We got hired at the same time.
That's what I'm saying, 2000. Oh, did I say 2001?
Yeah. Ah, whatever.
Idiot.
shut your trap, you.
No, it was, yeah, it was 2000.
Yeah, dumbass.
We got hired the same exact month, but I left way earlier than she did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did I leave in 2002?
I think so. You must have.
Yeah, I think it was about 2 years I was there.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say you and I, either we had overlap or mm-hmm. you were just still hanging around after that point.
Oh, God.
yeah. Showing was up for work in a makeshift costume. Yeah. A hat made out of you know, tin foil. And
yeah, I've thought about, like, now having a pass, just, like, getting an old costume and just, like, bumping into rotation just to see.
Yeah,
you know,
but
just
we
be like,
cool
all right,
ups.
You're on break. And,
there's
yeah,
no
I guess
cool
it's
ups.
Not the same costume
well, there's,
anymore.
Yeah, there's...
Go work it.
Look like some weird
yeah,
relic.
Well.
And break the ride down.
yeah, because I don't fucking know how to do that. Just push buttons.
I love pushing
E-stop.
Buttons.
E-stop. I think that... Yeah, that'll do something, right?
just hit the biggest, reddest button uh-huh. around. That usually is the,
yeah.
the plan.
Yeah, the little plastic cover. That's always a good thing, right?
just in case.
If you can't just push it immediately. You have yeah. to put some work into it, yeah.
Gotta use your wrist a little bit. Pull the little flap up.
Ew.
That sounds gross.
immaturity.
It's and for those of you who have not been able to tell by the sounds of the clinking ice, this is another well lubricated episode. Borrow a glass for a clink. Make sure we get
oh.
that.
Because
that's because that's how we roll. We actually started that tradition with Mike on the last episode where
figures.
We went.
He's a lush.
He is a massive lush. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came smashed. He staggered in.
yeah.
Did he
and
really?
Then he started drinking. So,
yeah.
Gotcha. then we went to Trader Sam's and had a couple very expensive drinks. Have you been to Trader
oh,
Sam's?
Oh yeah,
yet?
It's very loud.
It's very loud and oddly enough seats the same number of people as a Jungle Cruise boat.
I know.
No kidding.
There was like a queue to get in.
Is that real?
It's 48. That's the actual capacity of the bar.
Did they do this on purpose?
Yeah. Did they not understand that like that a bar needs more seats? Yeah. That people that come there want to drink.
And then there's the seats that automatically lower, which is great when you're sloshed and your chair starts going down and you're not exactly sure why the bar is getting taller.
Yeah.
It's Disney magic.
I know. Magical.
But they had a great coffee drink over the holidays that was like a cocoa. It was a Mele Kaliki Mocha. Which
it's
I thought
festive.
Was a very
like
clever name. It was yeah, Kahlua and espresso and it was magical.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
They're very expensive though. They're like $14.
Yeah,
a
it's
drink
a, well
something?
With the souvenir glasses.
Yeah.
So.
Souvenir glasses.
You're all mad.
No, I mean the cool thing about those seats is like it's like really pranky.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. I mean, it definitely got a little bit of the Jungle Cruise vibe as far as pranks
and Jerry York's
and
picture.
yeah, that was crazy.
I know.
So I believe so. I don't know that
I haven't
for
really looked around as much. There's too many people when we went.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to look around on like all the details and stuff.
That's why I start drinking at about 11 in the morning usually.
Over there.
I just go over about 11 in the morning, just start drinking,
yeah.
and that makes
you're right at the doors like waiting for them
right
to open.
As it opens. Yeah, just in case. So now which I mean, obviously Jungle Cruise, otherwise your being here would be a very strange, you know, put you on a show called Tales from the Jungle Cruise, and you didn't know the rides.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than Jungle, what? Where else were you trained? What other fun stuff did you do while you were at the resorts?
Oh, I worked at Small World, which there's like a book of, I think it's like the 1001 like worst jobs ever, and like Small World ride operator is like number 42 or something, so... I enjoyed it immensely.
But did you enjoy the costume, really?
I
got pulled into GC at one point, and they put me in the Small World costume.
Did you wear the hat?
I wore the hat, but at the time...
You got a rocket, yeah, the ribbon around it.
Well, I mean, as those who have known me from the 2002, 2003 days to now will tell you, I'm about two-thirds of the man I used to be. I used to tip the scales at around 300. I just am under 230-ish right now, 220,
nice.
And continuing
to
lose
go.
Weight.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I look like Augustus Gloop in that outfit. I had the little tassel off the hat, the large sailor costume. I looked like an obese German child who was probably going to grow up and work for Audi and sit there and eat soft pretzels and drink beer. It
was
really,
like a nice life, though. Yeah. You
not
know,
bad. Not bad at all. Free cars and pretzels?
I think. Like, how can I do this job?
Why am I not that person now?
Yeah. No, but Small World was... I don't know. It was very interesting. It was like, I worked at Jungle first, and then I got trained at Small World, and I was excited because I thought it was cute, and then I very quickly
that's
learned
when Jungle
that
went down for yeah. renovations.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. they had to, like, send everyone off into different directions. Yeah.
So that would have been, obviously, the post-indie reno, so that would have been...
That's when they emptied the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was probably just way before piranhas and all that.
It was probably just the 2 or 3 year rehab when they mm-hmm. they do uh-huh. the...
It was just like a cleanup. It was only for
yeah.
a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I always love the great things they pulled out of the river.
Yeah.
And that was always...
Oh, yeah.
It's very exciting.
The prosthetic leg we discussed the last episode, that they found a prosthetic leg. And how do you leave that behind and not
yeah.
know that you lost
he
it?
He got really sick of it.
He
was you're just like, eh, nope. One leg
it is. Just hobble around for funsies.
Just hop on one.
I don't know.
It's good exercise. Maybe he had a better one. So he was like, see you later.
That's true. There's a very good...
An array of prosthetic legs. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So yeah. So Small World and Jungle and was
yeah that, and yep
that was it
yeah
wow. I've spieled Small World
yeah.
we took a little microphone in there one time mm-hmm. with a bunch of skips and I actually spieled that ride
mm.
yeah it was pretty annoying when I worked there
yeah like the ride itself was annoying. The worst part of it is like in like the boat storage area because all of the dolls are like essentially the same you know type and size. But they paint the, you know, like the different cultures onto them as they, you know, break and stuff. And so there's like in boat storage, there was like an area where there was all these like faceless dolls wrapped in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you go through there when you're, you know, training. And I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, you know, fuck this place. I'm out of here. But yeah, so I tried to avoid it as much as I could.
Mm-hmm. I got trained on Astro Orbiter. And I worked two ships there. I'm serious. One of them was with Maynard. You guys know Maynard,
oh,
right?
God, yeah.
And like mm-hmm. the little spiel that like went around the little space shuttle things and stuff. It was like all creepy. Like it doesn't make sense for space, but yeah. Okay, cool. So the rest of the shifts I called in sick.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of them. I remember.
A lot of them. I called yeah. in sick a lot during Astro Orbiter because it was like the worst ride ever. And so the Tiki room. Those are the only ships I would work.
I'm gonna pause. So Tiki and
Astro Orbiter. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days before the great landlock.
Oh yeah, it was before. Well yeah, obviously.
Because that was back when Main Street landlock. Was Tomorrowland. Basically, they split the park into the quadrants, and you could only work in one area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you couldn't multiple. You basically had Fantasy Toontown, Tomorrowland, Adventure Frontier, and New Orleans Critter, and you can't. Co-mingle. You can't have training mm-hmm. in different areas. It's the logic with it was that they wanted the managers to be more involved with the cast,
mm-hmm.
and the cast
sounds
now
so special.
Wishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wishes they weren't.
Right.
So. Yeah. There's like a huge difference though, as far as like East Side and West Side. I mean, I remember like working just those few ships over at Astro Orbiter.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were like kind of looking at me like, oh, you West Sider, oh, you're so free spirit. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't get it.
Yeah,
and that was part of the
cast. It's like lame, anyways. But
it was part of the casting process. They put all the wackos over on the West Side, and
that's
all the uptight a holes on the East
yeah,
Side.
Yeah,
so. I definitely see that for mm-hmm. sure. I mean, even though, I mean, I don't have any theater background, you know, mm-hmm. like
it wasn't like they showed up to like get hired and we're like, you know, jazz hands and shit. I don't know.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I got hired, and they probably like sensed some sort of like bizarreness in me because I mean
you're a dick.
Well, that too. Yeah. But you know,
uh-huh.
Like definitely a kook, but I'm definitely not a performer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I'm terrified to shit. Like,
I know.
When they put me in front of the boat, like, oh, this is what you have to do. I'm like, this is what I have to do. I never knew what Jungle Cruise was. I didn't know.
Yeah, because you didn't go on that shit when you were young. I mean, you're like, ugh, that ride sucks. I'm going on Splash Mountain or whatever.
Yeah, best 90s rides ever.
I know. Yeah, that was a good one.
Although the best part of the Splash is you catch the YouTube videos from the promotional,
mm-hmm.
like when they were launching it. They did like the Disney afternoon, you know, advertisements for it when they have like...
On KCAL 9.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, well, because where else did they have good cartoons, really?
Yeah,
that's Taking the Truth. And Darkwing Duck and
DuckTales. We could just sing a round of Disney afternoon songs.
I love them all. I know them all.
Yeah. I know them all.
I think I have them on my iPod, actually.
Oh, God.
Would you be surprised, Malison,
no,
really?
I wouldn't think so.
But, yeah, no, where the hell? Oh, Splash. So, yeah, no, they've got this crazy choreography for it. I just remember how cracktastic the 80s and 90s cartoons, like late 80s, early 90s Saturday morning cartoons were really, there was a lot of acid going on in the, that people were dropping, because those ads were just, you know, bizarre and terrible, and
They were fun.
Yeah. Well, that was when Disney did
crazy shit.
Yeah, the Marsupilami. You know, who the hell ever got a concept for a show where it's a thing that looks like a cat, but it has a tail, and what's that all about?
I don't know if I remember that.
It was like a yellowy thing with a long tail that would...
Ugh. Are you sure you just weren't doing a lot of drugs?
I probably was.
It was probably a normal cat, I hope you know.
Probably yeah. still am.
Yeah, actually, they have tails. Like
it was me looking at my cat looking at my cat in the window.
I don't think there's any disputing that cats have tails, right? Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like a marsupial tail.
Well, that'd be weird. All right.
Point taken.
I'm grossed out. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh God.
Change the subject.
We'll go away from Disney afternoon. And uh-huh. I love the limited email comments I get are always, why don't you tell more stories about Jungle? And it's usually just along the lines of, well, because this is just the entertaining part is just shooting the shit and mm-hmm. finding the good stuff.
People have to listen. Yeah, like you're listening.
Right, let's talk about Jungle Cruise.
Well, they've got to get around that. Yeah, we have to listen to our banter, then we get to Jungle Cruise.
Yep.
So now the training process, you alluded to it slightly. I've always thought the training for Jungle is either intimidating for the people who really don't know.
Oh my God.
Or on the other side, the people who come in with an expectation of, I'm going to be funny.
Yeah. I think those people are usually not funny.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
When I was training, I was with someone that was really good at theater, and she was just like really on, and she was good at memorizing lines and saying it with gusto. Mm-hmm. And I went up there like, oh, there's that elephant, and I'd be really nervous and freaked out all the time, and because I mean I've never been in front of a crowd ever in my mm-hmm. life before that, and so my trainer was a total.
Oh yeah, we have Jeremy Wayland. Shout out, he's actually my boss now at Ricky Realty. So if you have any real estate needs, contact me. No, but we both, Christina and I...
You're allowed to plug. Pride and dignity are not things...
It's shameless promotion. But we both got... We were probably hired within a few weeks of each other, and we both kind of had the same experience in that we, like, went to go get a job at Disneyland not knowing anything, and we went to the Disney University, and... I mean, we've both talked about how we were, like, in that, you know, it's, like, the really theatery, lively,
like, perform. Oh, and Mickey Mouse. And
yeah.
Blah,
and like, all this excitement. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, I don't think I can work here. Like, this shit is intense. And, but then when we, you know, when I showed up my first day of training, Jeremy Whalen was my trainer, and he was just like, nah, fuck this shit. Like, he was super grouchy, and I was like, okay, like, I can give this a shot, because, mm-hmm. you know, people aren't. I don't know. I guess some people still were kind of psychotic after that, but yeah, I don't know. Jungle, got a foot in the door.
You know, Disneyland is where the magic lives, but Jungle is where the sarcasm lives.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And, I mean, I guess, you know, we got really lucky, you know, because some people seek that out and, you know, mm-hmm. they deserve it because I'm sure they're really good at it. I know I didn't deserve it because I was like this scared little girl. And I mean, I went up in front of the boat and I was horrible. Now, you know, until the very end, I was terrible, but I don't know. I had a good time, mm-hmm. bottom line, and I learned, like, really dark, evil
sarcasm. She became really mean.
My gosh, I was so mean at some points. Like,
I know.
Like, I got a lot of complaints for being too bitchy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it was because I was bitchy, because there was guys more evil than me.
Mm-hmm.
Guys were way more mean and sarcastic.
But it's different. And it's, like, so different to be a chick there.
And that's actually, you know, we had Kaz on as one of our first guests, and we had another female skipper kind of in the background of Mike's episode, Skipper Kitty, because she has to remain nameless for some reason I can't mm-hmm. disclose.
Maybe she committed a crime.
She probably did commit a crime.
Oh, good for her. So, way to go.
But yeah, I mean, and it's not that I have intentionally not had, you know, female skips on the show. And, you know, the hardest thing about doing a podcast, hands down, is just scheduling and getting people together.
Yeah, you're all, like, scared that we're going to...
I'm actually... You took me out in the middle of nowhere with a fire pit, and I'm pretty terrified.
The human sacrifice is very, like... Yeah. It's in the spirit of Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, go get another beer, and then we'll put something in your drink real quick, and then we'll see what happens. Well,
okay, let's be honest. Another 22-ounce Newcastle, you won't need to put anything in my beer. That's pretty much. But no, I mean, I've wanted to have more girls, ladies, women on the show, just because, you know, it
it's
is
a different perspective,
and it's a very different experience.
Yeah, because it's such a Jungle Cruise is such a boys' club, and you go into it, and it's, you know, it's a bunch of guys being funny, and then you show up, and it's like if you're not, if they can't define you, if it's not, you're not the bubbly cheerleader or the theatery type or the total bitch, like no one really knows what to make of you, and it's confusing, and so. Yeah, I mean, it was hard to be a girl there, honestly, because, you know, aside from, like, the chauvinism and the, like, you know, like, every guy, like, every, like, any, like, even relatively attractive chick, it was like, oh, my God, look at her, you know, like, they just couldn't.
Like, yelling across the
dock, they couldn't, like.
Courtesy, and, like, nobody knows what's going on. Like, the poor guest, you know, the chick just, with the big tits, you know, the poor girl doesn't know.
Yeah, she has no idea that every.
She's never had any guy ever
look
at her that
way. But, I mean, it's like. 20, you know, even like your bosses are like, you know, their mouths
ogling.
It was just, it was a little different, but.
Well, I mean, you have to expect that because, you know, the colorant in the water contains a high dose of testosterone.
Which is
why the ducks engage in gang rape.
I know. You could always tell, like, in certain, like, you know, in the spring, there would be, like, the female ducks that didn't have, like, any hair in the back of their, you know, and you could be like, oh, yeah, like, she knows what she's doing, you know. Yeah, she's getting busy. Yeah, and I don't mean to.
Yeah, but the my favorite time of year was when all those cute little ducks were just, like, swimming around.
Uh-huh. Remember there was that one year where they, like, kept getting eaten? They were all, like, on their sides, and the kids would be like, what's wrong with that duck? It's sideways. And I'd just be like, all right, keep going.
I think that's a seasonal event. I think that's actually.
They just do that. They just kill their cute young.
There were betting pools about how many of, like, we'd have like 10 chicks, like how many survive by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. And then, you know, I've said this before, you know, the ducks at Disney have diabetes. There's like, you know, because all they eat is churros and popcorn.
They have that? Does
duck diabetes, actually. Well, that's. Okay, that's the issue. That's why Donald doesn't wear pants, is because they bind and chafe because of the.
The
blood sugar issues, and his feet are swollen.
Oh, yeah,
and it's a
the
really,
foot problem.
I don't know. I think it's because he raped too much.
I've never been. And that's why that's why Daisy has the bald spot in the back of her head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's why they never show her from behind. Ew. Oh, Donald, he is my favorite character after all.
Yeah, I know.
Just for that.
Makes some sense.
Yeah, you know what was super annoying when I was like driving the boat and I was all pumped about like, oh yeah, that elephant, blah blah, whatever. And all the kids were like, wow. Everyone turns and it's like looking at the family of ducks. I'm like, okay, you guys have never seen ducks before. You fucking kidding me? Everybody has seen ducks.
Yeah.
Really, everyone's pointing at the ducks.
It's like a giant fucking animatronic elephant.
This is man-made. This is amazing.
Like
someone
craftsmanship.
Made this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, there's a fucking duck, and oh god, everyone goes to pieces.
Oh, God's
I know.
Creatures, yada yada.
I know. Boring. Oh man.
Oh, those days. Mm-hmm. But no, I think in that as far as for the female skips, you know, the thing that I saw is because you were there a couple of years after coming out of Narrations, where I don't know if you know the story, 95 to 98, 99, there was an actual like training for Jungle Cruise skippers in how to perform, where they were encouraged to become characters and actually develop personas.
Wow.
I know, isn't that a amazing concept?
Huh, that's funny.
That's just creepy, I think.
I've never.
Putting you into a box. I don't know. Well, like, what if you feel like being a different person the next day?
Well, but you really create your own character. It was the concept. You know, it was. But it was all of the idea was all of the rides that involved both operations and narration or spieling would be put in this department, and they would consolidate, the miniature place.
Storybook Land.
I don't know why I was blanking on that.
Yeah.
So Storybook Land, Lincoln, you know, a couple of those things, they would actually train people in how to spiel and address and perform and get comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and you know, give the jungle trainers credit. I mean, you know, the Randy Grants of the world, and, you know,
Randy
I mean,
Grant.
You know, people have done a great job over the history that I was there at least.
Yeah.
In making sure that people feel comfortable and do put on a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under really weird circumstances. I mean, you know, besides the rampant hormones that are running wild.
Yeah.
You know, cast members trading name badges for women flashing them in the top of the queue.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
It was a grad night, and a couple of high school girls decided. Not that I was not involved. Please, those in listener land, you know, was not me.
17-year-old titties. Woo!
Yeah.
Did you trade pants with someone, though?
I sure did. That's damn straight I did.
Was it with Brian Vestal? Was it Brian or Danny?
It was with Danny. That's right. Yeah. It was with Danny.
Yeah.
That's right. We did switch pants. He came out of my culottes, and I came out in his khakis. Mm-hmm. And then we did, like, a boat, like, separate boats, obviously.
Yeah.
And he was wearing my culottes, and I was wearing his pants. Oh, and they were, like, all baggy and everything, and... Aww. There's a lot of silliness around those.
Yeah, we
era.
Had like a really, I think our era
the night
was
shift?
Really.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun in the night shifts. I mean, you know, dudes many like wearing like a broken. Monkey around the crotch area, naked in like.
In the jungle, we would go at the end of the night and like the no lights, no sound. Yeah, and and like they would be posed in different parts of the ride. And
but there
very
was also that
clothing.
One time, like me and Rit were like in the boat. And we were, we were the bow of the boat. We're like sitting, telling ghost stories, just him and I and a deadhead. Mm-hmm. And then we're just freaking each other out for some reason. I don't know. Him and I are kind of pusses anyway. So we're like sitting there, like all like close together and everything. He was holding the gun for some reason because he's crazy. He was holding the gun. Yeah. And then like we're coming around the bend after the natives, like right across the attacking natives. Like we hear, ksh, 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 and we both turn. And he's holding the gun. He turns. And then we hear, ksh, hey guys, and it's Ray coming down like the hill, and then Rich shoots the gun directly near my ear, and my ear is like exploding on the inside. I'm not even kidding you. And then Ray falls into the water, and then me and Rich start laughing. But then I'm hearing ringing in my ears, and it's oh gosh,
yeah,
the amount of hijinks. I swear.
I and the warning is out there for those of you in listener land. The Adam Tyler Rit Meese episode is coming at some point soon.
Oh, I love both of them. Those people are awesome. Great.
It's just another situation where they live in very different areas. Getting the three of us together is going to be a little tough. But
yeah, that's the cool thing I think about jungle is, I mean, like, Adam Tyler and Rit, you know, there are certain people, it's like, even though I've, like, worked at many jobs since then, like, those people are, like, legit, and, like, I will always, you know, like, you really... It's a strange experience, and it kind of bonds you to people.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, those, like, my jungle friends, like, I mean, Christina and I, like, you know, we've been friends ever since, and, like, you know, it's just, it's really, I don't know, it's cool.
Well, and, you know, it's, you know, I talk to skips from the 70s who are still in touch with...
Disco.
Yes, the disco. Disco skips. Disco skips.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Disco Stu from The Simpsons doing the Jungle Cruise.
That would be awesome.
Imagine when the song Jungle Boogie was out, and they were doing the Jungle Boogie song as they're coming around the band.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because, I used to
That'd
do that,
be shit,
you know? Dude. And then imagine back then when it was still popular.
Yeah, when actually relevant. It was relevant.
And not now, like, when all the kids are looking at you, like, with blank stares.
Yeah,
like what the fuck is Jungle Boogie?
What's this old bitch talking about?
And I was like a whole 19 at the time.
Yeah, I know.
I think one of my favorite memories on Jungle was coming back into the dock, and as you're about to go, and there were probably four or five people that unload broke into Jungle Love. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole end sequence from Jay and Silent Bob, you know, Strike Back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they actually broke into Jungle Love on the dock with the synchronized dance moves.
Wow.
Pulling off a little Moore's Day in the Time.
Yeah.
That was pretty magical.
Did the boat go crazy?
Oh yeah. No.
That's good that they, you know, they're not just like blank stares, like
because that's often like because a lot of times when there was like, you know, like the dock humor and stuff like that, it was just to entertain
pissed,
each other.
Like, yeah, it has nothing to do with the kids or you know,
the people on the boat were like looking at it, like what the hell is going on.
And
the, like,
the problem with that is it was, you know, we would always, you know, entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
But the entertaining ourselves always happened in the place that was most likely to be camped out by management.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
So, you know, it's kind of like, hey, let's have the best fun of the day, but let's do it in the worst possible place.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I remember there was one summer where we had this big giant water fight. It was really hot, and it was, like, at the time where they said, oh, okay, like, you can drink water on stage, which, like, oh, fucking
because
thank you, I need water to
everybody
survive.
Everybody was dehydrated. It was, like, 110 degrees. Everyone's
I know. And so then finally they're like, okay, I guess
Take
you can
water.
Look like humans. And so we had this big water fight, of course, like, abusing the privilege immediately. Mm-hmm. And Christina had gotten me really good, and I still remember just trying, like, she was pulling into the dock with a, you know, a boat of guests, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get this bitch. And so I had this big full thing of, like, the little Arrowhead cups of water, and I, like, you know, go up to her, and she's, like, all little and spry. I throw it at her, and she ducks, and it, like, hits this guest, like, square in the face. Like, okay, like, sorry. Like, okay. I don't, like, what do you do? Just, I'm sorry I threw a big cup of water
in your face.
I have
really great pictures from that era, like, where, like, water in midair. Like, there's one of Mike Stone. He's just, like, standing there, and there's water, like, here. He doesn't even, he doesn't even know it's going to hit him. It's, like, the most amazing picture. Uh-huh.
And by the way, I forever, anytime that I see you, will now think of you as spry. I think that's
a good word.
Thanks.
That's just, you know,
I'm
now,
not very athletic, but I could,
you can, you dodge know, and duck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's your ninja-like reflexes.
It's true. It's true. I should be a ninja. It's my next job.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
How do you get that job?
You know, do they pay you?
I don't know. I just want the
pajamas. Like the satisfaction.
It's just for it's for honor, I think. Is
oh,
the,
yeah, never
fuck
mind.
That, yeah. Fuck that. Unless there's a, you know, Maserati involved. I'm not going to be a ninja.
Maserati?
What?
That's so 80s. I don't know.
I don't know. It was the first car that came to mind.
Oh, they don't drive. They run. they wear comfortable socks and run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like step on something.
Sorry. See, Maserati will be edited in the final. I'll slide Lexus into there or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Bentleys. I saw a Bentley getting towed today. It was fantastic.
Oh. Yes.
I looked at that and I went,
yeah.
You know,
hell yeah. Well, they can afford it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can't. Maybe that was the point of being towed.
It's crazy, though. I mean, like, well, back to the whole thing about girls, being a girl in Jungle Cruise, because I'm very fascinated. I mean, I studied sociology after Jungle Cruise because I realized, I'm like, okay, this is society in a nutshell.
Oh, Disney,
you know?
Is.
It really is. I mean, besides the lands itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like the east side and west side. I didn't work that many places, but just within Jungle Cruise, it's like, you get, like, guys that are, like, really kind of pent up from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of nerd rage.
Yeah, there's some nerd rage
in
Jungle Cruise.
And then there
sure.
was, like, that, you know, you give them the power. Here's the little microphone, you know. Here's the power to kind of rule over that boat.
And the phallicness of the throttle.
Oh, yeah.
There's an entire, you know.
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
The whole thing.
Why
it's
not?
The control and the power. And
let's get all Freudian.
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's what, I don't know. It's just... Ugh, yuck.
It's really a shame that we're not enjoying ourselves tonight. This is terrible, dry humor. Well, you know what, I think, I mean, again, I'll go back to the whole, like, pent-up rage and people things. The really hard thing, the West Side, East Side thing, was when they used to have the fights where they snapped and did the,
oh, yeah,
you know,
the choreographed
heel-toe kick.
And,
yeah, that was
yeah,
really awkward in the middle of town square, so. but, no, I mean, it's, you know, you have this weird situation where any other job, I guess with the economy now, all bets are off. But you know, how often do you get 18-year-olds hired with 65-year-olds who are retired? And by the way, most of the guys in their 60s, 65s, they're there for one reason, and it's to hug the pretty cute girls.
Oh, God. Yeah, we know.
It's absolutely...
we remember.
Yeah, that
I won't
was
name names.
Pretty much their whole purpose in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they were all nice guys, but then, like, I didn't think that at the time. And now I'm looking
young.
Back, I'm like,
now you look back.
Your little baby brain has no idea.
When they were giving you a name tag.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, like, the fact that it was, like, such a boys' club, and because, you know, it's like you really had to try to get in with the guys, because if not, you really didn't have anyone. And so I think that made it so, it just, I feel like there was a lot of, like, female rivalry there. Mm-hmm. And
hell yeah.
There, I mean, like, when you were a new girl, like, I don't know, like, I was 18. I didn't fucking know anything. I just, like, walk up and, like, be like, hey, how's it go? You know, and, like, the
just
chicks there were, like,
mean looks.
Not very nice, you know. They were bitches, and, you know, I don't know. Like, I just fucking, they gave me a job, and I showed up today. Like, that's what happened. Like, I haven't done anything to
And then I was, like, doing unload, and then they would pull up. Oh, here to help you out, the new girl. Like, ooh, shit, dude,
ooh.
Settle down.
I know.
What are we going
to
do next?
Like, it's like a prize to have work, you know, like, oh, I've worked here
now?
For 10 years, you know? Like, that's, like, are you excited that you work here still? Like,
could
my God,
either.
Let's move on, you know?
And I was, like 19 at the time.
Yeah,
you're,
like, little.
Still super insecure, you know? What? Was I 18? No, I was 19.
Yeah.
October, 19. Yeah, and so I was, like, super insecure because, you know, I just came out of high school and no one gave a shit about me in high school. I came out to this job and I was like, well, let's meet some new friends. And then everyone's all mean. Like, boo. Here I am again.
Yeah,
in high school. And then, you know, we kind of
formed our own niche, I felt like. It was like new people and
all of the October, November, December, January babies, all of us kind of like clicked together.
There was like the older crew and they were not having any of our hijinks. And so then we kind of did our own thing and we were so awesome that we sort of, you know, befriended some of them, but it was just never like this harmonious
No, because it was always like day shift versus night shift people anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, seniority issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like all of us, like we're night shift kids, you know, like, ooh, here they come, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like walking in like the dark side, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it was more the jealousy that you guys had to have fun and unwind and, you know.
Yeah.
I got to a point where for a while where I was pulling almost exclusively day shifts. And I enjoyed both.
Me too, yeah.
I enjoyed both sides. But I pulled like tiki opens for like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, yeah, which
that's
was
all right.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Nachos in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when you go in the morning, you get a handful of maraschino cherries from the Dole stand to munch on. You know, it was a good time.
Yeah, we used to.
As I cement my
non-rehire.
You know, and that's I neglected to ask that. I'm 35 minutes in, and I always ask this at the start. What's your rehire status?
I'm not sure because I lied to the person who I quit to, so I don't know if they delved further. When I quit, they said, oh, okay, well, do you have any, like, suspensions or anything like that? And I was like, no, I don't think so. But I like, had already been suspended, I think, twice. And so she's like, okay, well, we'll go ahead and put your rehire status as full. But I don't, you know what I mean? Do they look? Do they check? I don't know. So it's kind of a mystery for me. And, yeah,
for you, God. Who knows?
What do you mean? Clean as a whistle, baby. Yeah. Clean as a whistle. Come on now.
Yeah.
Except for all the shit that I did that no one knows about.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to not incriminate.
I did get an incriminating phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because, well, I took something that I shouldn't have taken.
Well, that was the accusation.
It was an accusation.
Let's not.
No, because you didn't.
My God.
You're not.
What? Take what? I didn't take anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
Perfect. No. I know.
I think everyone took a little something from the park in their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a metaphorical.
Really great friends.
It is a metaphor.
Took away some really great friends.
Yes.
And some good memories.
Some memories. Some.
And a cured meat product. I mean, from Bengal Barbecue, right? Because,
bacon.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Why would you not?
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. How could you not take that home with
bacon
you?
Bacon is the way that God shows his love to the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
And then he wraps it in
his hatred for pigs. Aw, poor pigs.
They're cute though. Pigs
I heard
are
they're really
cute.
Smart. Yeah. Like, but
that's why they taste so good.
You think?
Imagine they're humans.
They might be delicious.
My favorite jokes are always the Trader Sam jokes. Oh. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh,
which and I still,
because I would go on and on and on, and people would roll their eyes further and further back in their heads, like, oh, this is getting better and better.
And I would go really, you know, for dessert we'd have Ben and Jerry. That was always a fun one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So let's share our favorite cannibalism jokes.
Yeah.
But I've always
I like the rump roast ones personally
roast.
Because I enjoy rump roast for real.
Yeah.
You know,
close to home.
And then there's the double entendre on that, you know, because it's, you know, because the word rump on its own is hilarious and slightly dirty and elbow times. Macaroni, finger sandwiches,
finger foods.
Lady fingers are amazing.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know,
like adorned with rings.
Because we all know about the baby back ribs; those are always delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun. Those are fun jokes.
And that was, I think, and it was great that it was the end of the ride because we save the best for last usually.
And yeah, and especially like, you know, if you see little red lights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then
stretch
you,
it.
Yeah, you know,
you
keep gotta.
Going and going like, oh, I'm going to bring out the big guns. I'm just wait. And I'll like reach further back into my psyche just trying to.
Because you could remember.
I was not very good at puns, you know. I mean, like we hung around Joey and Trevor who like. We're amazing at puns.
Like you couldn't get a word in edgewise if you were good, but you weren't, so it didn't matter anyway.
I would just make up random delicious foods, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of made sense, I guess.
I know.
It was good times.
Yeah.
For sure.
Open face sandwiches. I think is always a good one.
I know.
I just think I like food a lot, so every time, you know.
That's a good policy.
Yeah. That's why I like those jokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it feels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always liked the one Rit did with, like, the python. It was, like, where he would, like full, beautiful lips. Like, he'd be, like, sexualizing the animatronic animal. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well. But what about with the two parrots shaking their heads?
Oh, yeah. The Nandy Lang story. Yeah. Aren't I a good man? Don't I deserve nice things?
They're just shaking their heads the whole time.
Was that the hornbills? The ones next to the,
The ones that are gone now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because with the piranhas, they took out anything you could possibly talk about.
Oh.
I mean, because they really wanted the piranha run to be more about the event rather than stealing, which sucks because
that ride isn't really, you know, I mean, as a whole, like, that ride isn't really. Like, there's not, like, a ton of cool shit going, you know? I mean,
it's not like the temple in Orlando.
They're quiet in there, right?
Yeah, they don't spiel in there, but it's such a cool moment.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to talk, though, yeah, just because I can't.
I know.
You know?
I remember there was a portion of, like, my Jungle Cruise career where I just started getting weird. Like, I was getting weird. I'm not even kidding
really,
you.
When
I first started, I was, like,
that.
Sweet and innocent and going by the books, but then I had really bad timing and bad, I'm not good with talking in front of people, even though I kind of teach on the side right now.
Yeah, I know.
Bizarre.
Poor kids.
I don't know about those kids. But, no, I mean, I started getting really weird, and then at one point, like, in the front load, I would talk about, a lot of things to do today. This is very exciting. I have a lot of laundry when I get home. I have to cook some ham. Just a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And I just get further and
surreal.
Further into bizarre.
She would be really, really bizarre. And people would, I know.
And then I made my whole entire boat bok bok my last day. And I have a picture of all of them doing this
chicken dance.
Like a chicken. Yeah, that's funny.
I always love when you get the really gullible guests and you would, you know, told them to hold on. That's the part of the ride you go underwater and
you get all scared. They're all
Just hide. And
yeah, that was always so it was so true. Like when it was, you know, a boat full of Japanese tourists. There's all, I mean, this and anyone that has ever worked on that ride can say, like, you know, there's always one white family like squat in the middle, you know, and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Because they're like, ooh, what kind of jokes are you gonna tell? And it's like, I could have like just been talking about nonsense or done nothing, and they wouldn't fucking know. Like, they're not gonna take issue with my spiel. They don't know shit. Like, they're
and I have a feeling it's the people at Load that did it on purpose.
Probably
to, like, just to be assholes.
Those guys at Load were jerks.
Yeah,
I love doing Load.
I liked it too. Yeah,
because it made the time fly. I don't know. Like, I felt like when I didn't want to be with the unload people, I was like, put me at
Load.
Yeah,
if it was like people you didn't really
like,
whack
hang people, and I was like, nah.
Well, I always preferred Load to unload.
The time goes by quick.
Yeah. Well, and when you have those moments, you can talk to the guests for a little bit, but then there's no emotional connection, so you send them off to their doom, and you don't really care.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just throw them in the water, and, you know.
I felt like I always begged the leads, like, if it was Allison working unload, like, please, please put me on an unload. Or, like, begging the people over at load or unload.
You try to switch to be with the people you wanted to be with. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because if it was, like, boring, lame, meh people at unload, just put me at low, dude. And plus, like, the 3-man rotation was chill.
Oh, yeah. Like, 20-minute break 20 every hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go get nachos one time. Next time, just take a little breather.
Yeah. It was, like 5 lunch breaks in your shift. I know.
We, at one point, someone, I can't remember who, I want to say it was Adam Tyler, but I don't remember 100%. Somebody went over to McDonald's when they were having 49-cent cheeseburgers, and they had a collection, and they came back with like 80 or 90 cheeseburgers.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, and why was I not there?
It was like a feast of epic proportions of jungle.
That sounds,
I dig it.
Yeah.
Why was I not there?
So now obviously the training thing, I mean, you know, I came into jungle a little bit later in life. So I didn't get invited to the cool parties.
Oh, God.
So I got better. And so really my doing the podcast is my way of making up for that by torturing everyone who, you know. But no, I mean, so, you know, you were kind of in that age bracket and the time of the things happening that you were there for Tri-Skipa House and some of the parties. But I mean,
I had some of the parties.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of hotel parties from what I remember.
There was always like one like older skipper who was really down to like get super hammered
and
would
he
be
buy
willing,
all the booze.
He would be willing to buy all the booze and like front the hotel money and be like, you know.
We all know who this is.
Yeah, and I know.
Rob.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Aubrey.
Yep.
Yeah. There was always love that guy, and he was.
Yeah. Well, we loved him.
He was hilarious on the Jungle Cruise. I don't know if you remember Rob Ray.
I think it was before.
God, he was so weird and funny and pervy and geez. Like,
yeah, but he was hilarious.
He was really funny. Yeah. But then the parties with all of us, I mean, like, there's a lot of freaks. Just in Disney in general. Yeah. Not just Jungle Cruise, but, like, Disney folks that would, like, show up to jungle parties.
Disney, I mean, I think anytime you get, I mean, there's 25,000 people who work for the resort. Mm-hmm. You're going to get all kinds and all types.
Yeah.
I will say that I've met more people who, let's just say, and I'm not even on the gay side, because I love my gay jungle homies and everyone that I work at the Disney. But even just as far as, let's just say, not vanilla lifestyles when it comes to...
Well, and, kinda, yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is, you know,
and it's something you wouldn't even know about them, like, if you just looked at them.
Yeah.
But then,
I think it's the ones that, you know, maybe are barely coming out of their shell. They're like really into experimenting and like not necessarily like, you know, they were just down to party, just bottom line, you know, they were just down to hang out and get crazy. I mean, like we'd had a lot of late nights, all nights where we'd go to like Denny's the next day, you know, because
I think the Denny's on Catella pretty much existed because of Disney.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was no other reason
for that. Right, you would see the clusters of the people on the different rides. The Fridays.
In orange.
Yeah, it was perfect because we could, you know, I feel like every skipper that worked around that time would celebrate, you know. Like, I mean, that wouldn't be their only thing they did, I hope. But they would celebrate at TGI Fridays, and so
well, they were all the youngins. We were all having our 21st.
Yeah.
Well, that was that was the Matt Hesser days at TGI Fridays, and, you know, when he was.
I think I. anyway,
off camera.
what?
We can edit. But no, the stoplights. It was kicking back stoplights. Oh my god,
Joey Gassman! I swear to God, like we went there for his 21st birthday, and. Sorry, Joey, if you listen to this. But, yeah, so, I mean, someone got him a spotlight, and then he, like, went to the bathroom, and, like, some, like, other patrons came out and were like, yeah, this guy's puking blue all over the walls. Like, yeah.
Because what happens when you mix a red, yellow, and green drink?
Yeah.
Really, it's...
Yeah, I know. It's a gamble.
Like Willy Wonka coming out of your throat.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, the Jungle Cruise parties, because when I... You know, I mean, I hired in there when I was 18, and I, you know, I'd gone to, like, a couple high school parties, but nothing too intense. And so I just kind of assumed that... I mean, everyone I worked with was, I don't know, like, relatively nice and friendly and kind of do-goodery. And then you would go to the parties, and it'd be, like, girls making out with girls and, like, people, like, hammered as fuck. Yeah. And, like, oh, my God.
We had pictures of people, like, passed out on the ground, and we put all our beer bottles and drinks around the person.
Like a chalk outline.
Yeah, we're, like, taking, like, photo opportunities with this guy, like, all
like,
of us.
Taking
like,
advantage like, of them.
Like, 10 people grouped behind this dude that's, like, passed out on the ground.
I know.
And these pictures are hilarious.
Imagine if they, like, died.
Now, were you there for karaoke? did you go for karaoke at, did they do it? Because we had karaoke at TGI Fridays for a while at the block.
I don't think that.
And Adam Rotella jumping up and doing Love Shack.
Oh God,
is still to this day one of my favorite jungle memories.
Oh yeah, we hang, you know, we used to hang with Adam Rotella, so like he was like one of our people, so we know the Love
you
Shack.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Some good times. Jeez, I have so many good pictures. It just, I mean, because I was kind of like the resident photographer, I would like have my camera everywhere I went, just taking random photos of people doing stupid shit. So, you know, like looking back into, I kind of wish I would have brought him to show you. I have great, hilarious photos.
So you're planning
photos.
On never talking to me again after this?
Well, fantastic. Right now, I want to show
awesome.
You right now.
Okay.
Like there was this one, remember they made the monster, the Kim monster? They just put a bunch of barrels together and like made a face of one of the barrels. And they're like taking pictures by it and everything, and of course it became an unload joke, you know, because they're like pointing at, whoa, this Kim monster, blah blah, and just so weird.
Yeah.
God, it's so bizarre. We had such a bizarre.
There was a volleyball when right around the time.
Wilson.
When did Castaway come out? I don't even know when that movie.
It was around that time.
Someone painted the volleyball
2000.
With the face. And just left it floating in the river.
Genius.
Oh, that's nice.
And
genius.
Isn't that awesome?
Genius.
Nothing to do with that. I think Acapulco had already been gone by 2000, right? It was they had torn it down. They were going to Mimi's at that point, because Acapulco was where it was at for skippers for a long time.
Oh, okay, but yeah, I know because it was like on Catella, right?
Yeah,
there. Yeah.
So that had
been
gone.
Was
that
gone.
Was Mimi's by that point. So
yeah.
And I hear this from the guys from the there's kind of another generational group that hangs out. I think that the you know, the early aughts skippers, there's a big group of us who really have stayed together and bonded. The early 90s skippers is a huge community.
Wow.
I think the Facebook page is 170, 180 skips. I mean,
that's nice.
It's a pretty major,
yeah.
You know, and I'm glad that they, I've interviewed a bunch of them, so they actually have me in the on the Facebook group.
That's
so.
Pretty cool. That's yeah, that's proud. The thing I really, I mean, people like say Facebook is whatever. They don't. I like it. I like that they're. I mean, there's a whole like you know a big giant group of Disney people that you know maybe we weren't necessarily really close or you know we move, but you know it's like a way to still keep in touch. Like I'm plugging Facebook. Like people like I need to know that Facebook. Like yeah. Like hey guys, check out this website, Facebook. It's awesome.
It's gonna be
like,
big someday. I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. No, but it's really nice that
AOL.
I can,
AOL is gonna be huge.
Oh God, AOL. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Shut up,
MySpace.
Oh, MySpace. where everyone like looks sad and emo and has their emo music.
And
posted.
You have to have the pages sparkle. If your page didn't have confetti or ribbons or something.
That's true. Oh, when I did the delete MySpace, because everyone did it at the same time, I deleted tons of photos. And I'm really
me too.
I'm still regret every moment of it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have.
I know.
I think that's and that's one of the things I tell skips it or that. I'm part of my doing this. I mean, I purely ego gratification because that's the kind of narcissistic whore that I am. Mm-hmm. But I'm really happy that there's a lot of current skips who listen to the show.
Yeah.
And I got a message from a guy the other day that says that he listens to different episodes on the and has been like what 10, listens to them on the way to work to get psyched up for working the ride.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
And
some people drink, other people .
But I'm just saying it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
but,
no, I know.
But anyway, so the thing I tell everyone, there's a point to that story. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Stick with me.
I know. I'm sorry. Can't
red
help it.
Red 5 going in. Stay with it. No, it's that I think that the number one thing I tell everyone is take more pictures.
Oh, yeah.
It is the number one regret that I have, is that I don't have as much. And my last day pictures, I shoot regularly, so I have a pretty good camera system. Brought my whole DSLR for my last day because it was going to be the first time I went on safari. Left the batteries and the charger at home, so my last day is on a disposable camera.
Oh, well.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, better than nothing. Absolutely.
Yeah. God knows I've used a disposable camera once in my life. Oh, jeez.
I used it on guests. I'd have one in my pocket, and if someone like got all up in my face with a camera, I'd pull the disposable out and take pictures of the guests just to freak them out.
Yeah, that would
be terrifying.
Then, like,
yeah.
Someone cut out their eyes.
I would have at home.
No, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Cut out their eyes, put in mirrors.
Yeah.
That's a reference to a 90s movie. I don't really...
Sounds of the Lambs.
Manhunter. It was actually the prequel.
Ah,
see, it was the prequel to Sounds of the Lambs. You were in the Thomas
Hannibal
Harris...
Lecter's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, because I was thinking it puts the lotions on its skin, That's the era I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yep. So, as far as... the fantabulous experiences specifically. Everyone always asks me what everyone's favorite joke is, and to them I say, F you, that, we all have our favorite jokes. I'm not telling anyone.
Mm-hmm.
if you want to, you can. But really, celebrity stories, anything really fun and interesting that, you want to put out there in the universe?
When I was really, I don't know, this isn't that remarkable. When I was really new, I had just been told, if you see a celebrity, don't say anything. And, a week later, walking out of IndieQ, it was Hugh Hefner and, 15 blondes. And I was like, my cousin was in Playboy in the 80s, and so I, had some sort of familiarity with him. And I, told my, oh my God, that's Hugh Hefner. Like, I said that on the thing, and figured that's probably not the best thing to do, but I don't know. It was Hugh Hefner. It was 25 blondes.
And bunnies in the jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
awesome. I don't know how many. They seem to multiply.
They breed.
Yeah, they do. I know.
Breed
I don't
all.
Know. You just see blonde hair, and I don't know. But yeah, so.
That'd be really awkward if someone took that too literal that you're not supposed to talk to celebrities, and the celebrity comes up asking you a question.
Yeah.
And so you then don't talk to them.
You have the duct tape on your mouth.
That would be really awkward.
Yeah. That's why I carry duct tape all the time. Oh, that's not why I carry it, but
don't
tell anyone.
Yeah.
And the plastic sheeting and
we don't give away my secrets.
Didn't Nicolas Cage come on the ride one night when he was wearing
Yes.
He was wearing all leather.
All leather
and
sunglasses.
Yeah, with Lisa Marie.
And she
but
was
it was
wearing
like a wig at night.
And sunglasses and
at night.
They look
you
ridiculous.
Feel like they don't want to be
unload when that happened.
Right. It's like they don't want to be, noticed, but then it's like you're wearing all leather and wigs and sunglasses at night. Like you look ridiculous.
And
so
all
people
black
are
leather.
At, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think he has black leather pajamas.
Probably.
Oh.
I think that's
sounds super comfortable.
Is it? Little calf skin.
Yeah.
Well, I like calf skin, but not to wear it. I like to have it on my wall.
It's S&M pajamas,
Which, if you're going to think, Nicholas, I really, I've never had this discussion on the show, but, if you could pick a celebrity to do a Jungle Cruise trip for you, if they knew the spiel and all that, but just think, I kind of think Nicolas Cage would have been a kick-ass skip.
Oh, my God.
Because he would have been crazier than shit.
Yeah, he would have been probably fucking awful, he is.
Well, William Shatner, obviously,
is an obvious one,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Tom Hanks would be nice.
Yeah, Tom Hanks seems nice.
1970s Jack Nicholson, maybe?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he was a sex machine.
Oh, early? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you say every night, don't you?
Well, yeah.
That poster on the wall.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's on her ceiling.
And then I think, James Woods would have been an interesting...
Oh, hell Hell yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The celebrity I had on my boat was Davis. Davis, yes. Right.
From Willow.
Yes, and he came through special assistance because he's small man. No, because he probably had the celebrity pass or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sat on my boat. And of course, small.
Like two birds.
Yeah. Like he sat right next to me, and then I wasn't paying attention because I don't pay attention to people. I was like driving up, and then I was like, "Come over to the dark side." And then he was like, "Oh, you know, I was in Star Wars." Like, yeah, right. And then he was like, "No, really." I'm like, "Nah, really." And so I look over, and I was like, "Look at him!" I'm like, "Holy shit, dude!" He totally was. And then I get white as a ghost, and I just look at him like.
What have I done?
I left you, Willow. Oh my! And then now he's in Harry Potter and everything. Like he was in Harry Potter and stuff. And so now when I'm looking back on it, like, holy shit, I was acting a total fool. And the whole way in the trip, you know, I get really nervous and so I act really weird and stuff. And so at the end of the trip, he was like clapping and he was like, "Oh, you're so funny. You did such a good job." And I was just like, oh, my God, my life is so complete.
I love when British people used to come on the boats because they would always be very polite and compliment you.
Yeah.
And you would feel like you did a good job. I think that's, you know, the reason why everyone hates them.
No.
Because they're so polite.
Yeah, I had, like, the worst, like, when I was pretty new. I mean, I hired in October, and so that first Thanksgiving I worked, and I had never worked a holiday, you know, I was kind of pissed that I had to work a holiday, but what do you do? And I had a lady come after my boat when I was new, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and she was like, "That was the worst thing that I've ever seen, and you basically ruined my day." And at the time, I was new, and so I was kind of like, "Oh, God, like, I could fucking be home eating, and I'm here with you fucking people, and I can't, whatever." But then after a while, I was like, you know, like, wow, like, I ruined her day. Like, she's gonna, like, think about that Disneyland trip, like, you know, as the years go by, and, like, be really pissed about me. And that's fucking awesome. Like, if I can, like, mess with people's lives in such a way when I'm just fucking telling stupid jokes, like, hey, cool. So, I don't know. I always...
Too sarcastic, Allison. Well, you should have been happier.
Well, that's just who I am. Like, I don't have... This is my personality all the time. Why weren't you more theatery? I'm not...
Jazz hands,
shut
Allison.
Shut up.
But, yeah. I mean, I think that it is unfair that...
Like, I didn't...
The stereotypes for women, because it's... If you're dry...
Then you're a bitch.
You're a bitch. And it's... There was a girl who... She left right as I was getting there. I think I worked with her, like, a couple of weeks. And I swear, it was Wednesday Addams at the front of the boat.
Yeah,
and she did
amazing.
Deadpan.
Right.
Absolutely no emotion in her voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was, it's tough. And she pulled it off without having it come off negative. But if you had any sarcasm or if you had any bite to it, but not everyone's cut out to be a bubbly, sunny...
Yeah, and they should know that. I mean, they should hire cheerleaders if that's what they want.
Gotcha, man.
We got each other's back on that one.
Yeah. I got you on that one.
Well, and, no, because I mean, there was the Disney princess in disguise type, and love them. They give the color and diversity to the world that rounds it.
But why is it that there could be tons of sarcastic, pissed off dudes at the bow of the boat?
Guys are dicks.
And then girls go up there trying to be like, you know, like, themselves.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't want to be enthusiastic about these fucking elephants. I mean, like, listen, I love animals, but really, are you kidding me?
Just not, that's not,
like,
I'm
my
not
tone has right. never been like the super bubbly, happy, smiley
yeah,
type.
Yeah, but you did teach me that, the fake smile. I'll never forget
that. I'm damn
good
at it. Hello. Yeah.
You've been, in the last hour, we've been fantastic with it. It's been right there the whole
time.
No,
like, because Christina, like, everyone always thought she was really nice, and she had this, like, amazing, like, she'd always be really smiley, and I didn't pay attention, and then one day I realized, like, her mouth was smiling, but her eyes were, like, saying, "Fuck you." And I was like, how do you do... Like, I went up to her, and I was like, how do you do that? Because I don't know how... It was amazing to me. Like, I didn't know how to do that.
A little dead inside, or...?
It was like she could put it on, and
just,
it was good enough for people to...
I think, you know? Think of it as good or bad. Like, I don't know. I mean, I just...
It was just
I had the good fakeness, you know, when I was up at the boat, like... Listen, I'm tired. I had a bad day. You know, I'm just...
Yeah.
I just want to go home. And so, but I'm still going to, like, put off the happiness.
Yeah.
The teeth, you know, because I have pretty teeth. But then, you know, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
Yeah, it was good though. But it worked, you know. It convinced people. And when you don't have that skill, it's you just look like a dick. Which
true.
I did.
And, the other problem is that with guys... So I think girls, you could do a little goofy and it came off better. But with guys, if you went there, it became mm-hmm. too clownish. I mean, there are yeah. there are some skippers who we can name.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who,
yeah. oh,
who God. It doesn't come off as...
It's creepy.
Yeah, it comes off. And especially the older you get. The
yeah,
older you,
you
get,
look
the...
like a weird pervert. I know. That's... Yep. Pervert. There's a picture of me and said person together where he's, you know, and I'm just like... Because that's how I felt about him. Yeah. I just... Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was really like
I felt it was like
Salvador
interesting,
Dali.
Like
I don't know. I really appreciate the bizarreness of the skippers that were like weird,
the really surreal.
The yes, and when you're if I was in the boat, either I'd be really freaked out, creeped out,
yeah,
or I would sit there and be like, God, this guy's a genius. He's really putting yeah. us on for a show here, rather than blah 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 in your face, yeah. like in your face,
yeah.
like
I mean,
listen
I guess,
to me.
And I got. It didn't take long for me to go off OG. I think I was a week in before I started really, because I had improv theater background.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have trips where I'd be bored and do a Charlton Heston impersonation for the entirety of the trip.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something. And
see, that's a cool tool to have. I mean, I never
we didn't,
had
I didn't,
any drama.
See, and they didn't background. Say they didn't say you couldn't do an accent. They just said you had to say the words that were in the script.
Mm-hmm.
So as long
Ooh,
as you
right.
were as long as you were on script, you could do bizarre oh, accents.
Yeah. Yeah,
you could
Joey.
Break out the Australian. You could break
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Joey would do. Joey Hurley would do this like Italian kind of thing, and when people would clap, he'd say like, "Oh, thank you. You give me the clap." You know. And I don't think yeah.
when he would go over to like the Bengal barbecue area. No, Bengal barbecue.
Bengal tiger. You're just hungry.
Shut up. Don't judge me.
We can go get food and bring the microphone. And there's a large fire pit. We can find a small child, and we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Give me some bacon and some whatevs.
By the way, I am so tagging this episode as the bacon episode.
Yeah,
this is because it makes
like I feel like it's come up a few times.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, because come on, you're talking to me and Allison, who are huge bacon advocates.
So have you been to the barbecue?
Bengal barbecue?
No, to the skipper barbecue.
No.
Well,
no one invites us to anything.
Because, you know, it's a very exclusive kind of a thing, but there's a skipper who puts on, I think last year he had 85 or 90 pounds of meat.
Oh, John Bass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure that you are on the invite list this year.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling so. Special, man. Feeling
yeah,
special.
Well, you know, hang with the guy with a microphone and an iPod, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we're
yeah.
all down with that.
It felt like me and Allison were, like, always... outsiders as far as the skippers go.
Because we're
no
girls.
One invites us and oh is that what it is?
Which you would think that you know being girls there'd be lots of I mean was there a, when you were there a big socially dating kind of competitive scene? Because that's what I've heard from people, especially 70s. I heard that it was cutthroat.
Yeah, the 70s
with
swingers.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean it was just like, you know, very free love at Disneyland.
Yeah, I don't know, like I sort of had more, I was more of the relationship person there and like dated a couple people for pretty long term, and so I wasn't really in on the
don't date Disney thing rule.
Well, yeah, I know that now, but yeah,
in hindsight,
yeah, absolutely. But no, I mean, whatever, they're both like cool people, and I'm not here to harbor ill will, but yeah, I mean, I didn't really have that personally. I saw it with other people, but
yeah.
You know,
maybe. Yeah, I went on a couple of dates, but I didn't even know they were dates because I had such low self-esteem in high school that when I got to Jungle Cruise and guys thought I was cool, I didn't understand why.
It was bouncing
and so,
off.
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, dated, like, two dudes from, like, during the Jungle Cruise era
mm-hmm.
that kind of, like, went out after that. And
yeah.
That was it,
but
though.
It wasn't this, like, rampant. And
no,
her, we're both not, like,
no.
the type to go,
no.
like, hook up with a bunch of dudes.
Nah,
because
we don't like anyone.
We're just lazy.
I quit hooking up with dudes way back.
Yeah.
It's just kind of
yeah.
had to hold that off. It's
well,
just, you know, you grow out of it.
Yeah,
and,
it's a phase, and
yeah.
when it's gone, it's gone.
Phase for certain people, you know.
Right.
Judgment here.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Mm-hmm. But there was always, like, at Disney parties, it would always remind me, like, you know, some very, like, love-starved fool would start up, like, a truth or dare. And that was basically
oh,
just,
shit.
Like,
I
just
want to,
like, bone down with someone else. That was
and
what that meant.
Time machine back to high school.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I mean, and junior high, really.
Except
yeah,
with drinks, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and grown-ups doing freaky-ass shit.
I know.
Oh, and
they would show up wearing culottes and their khakis and everything like that,
yeah,
you know?
And they'd just yeah. be ready
Never
to,
be, you know.
The culotte thing, I mean, Benny had pulled that off a couple times.
yeah, of course he did.
The only kind of dressing claim to fame that I have, I pulled an entire shift in a kilt.
That's awesome. Traditional... And they didn't say anything.
It was a lead who hiding. It was a lead who loved me, and I hit it pretty well. So, but you know, I
a kilt.
I wore it. What's that?
How can you hide a kilt?
Well,
just
is. I stayed in the boat for a while.
Oh, okay.
The majority
yeah,
of it,
that makes sense.
But no. So that was a lot of fun. And it was themed. I mean, it was a very explorer-y looking.
Right. An explorer-y kilt.
I really decided that, you know, some people when they leave Disney, they get a tattoo in a very visible place to make it so they can never go back.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
Oh, there
you
go.
Pretty much has eliminated my ability to be rehired.
Yeah.
I talked to Disney Legal not too long ago. I may trim this story. I don't know. But I talked to them, and I was like, I was talking about what we can talk about and not talk about. Mm-hmm. And I said, so out of curiosity, you have my personnel file right there, don't you? And he's like, yeah, because we pulled it for the, mm-hmm. you know, for the confidentiality agreement. I said, so I don't really know. Can you tell me what my rehire status mm-hmm. is? And he's like, well, based on your file, I don't think I can discuss that over the phone. And I was just like, yep.
Yeah, well. That'll tell you something.
Okay, I know what that means.
Yeah. But I mean, and I would love to go back when I'm like retiring.
Oh,
age.
When I'm old. Not that absolutely.
Not that I'm ever going to live that long.
Well.
Because, you know,
yeah.
Hookers and blow.
Yeah, absolutely. Word.
I always love when I do a throwback to a conversation that happened before the podcast
uh-huh,
started.
I know.
It's like, you know, let's just.
Like, remember the times we had.
Yeah, the prologue.
Yeah, because we talked about hookers and blow already. I like that happened in, like, the first 5 minutes of interaction.
Yeah, they've actually meeting each other.
Yeah, hey.
Well, you know, and that's the great thing
we're
about.
We're at a hotel. I mean, what else are you supposed to do here?
Right.
You know?
Well, there's a fire pit.
Hookers. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, I mean, that's, you know, I've met Skips just, like, literally. You know, people either for the podcast or things where I've just, within 2 seconds, you know. I mean, there's the
it's
people...
It's a strange sense of humor. It's really weird.
It's a little Edward Gorey sometimes. It's a little...
I love everything about it because you could really go there to the worst places in humanity and talk about it and laugh about it. And there's not too much offense taken within Skippers, I feel, because
people
are
we don't judge.
Kind of,
I don't think Skippers judge.
We all have this... Yeah, weird,
there's like dead
bizarre.
Baby jokes,
like
flying around.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
There's all kind. Of, yeah, I mean, you hear
talk
so many like
terrible
things.
I know.
I
mean,
So I don't know. What was the worst thing you ever said in a Jungle Cruise boat? I mean, is there anything that sticks out that you just really?
No, I don't remember. I mean, I know I said hell before.
Hell.
Yeah, I said hell before.
Well, I wasn't even saying like swearing, but I mean, it's just like, you know, because I found you could get a little. Dark and macabre and
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like insinuated. I had a group of guys that were from Servite, like the all boys high school, and they got on the boat and they were just being like douchebags because, you know, whatever they as they were. And so I basically just, I mean, they were pretty like macho guys, and but it was just guys. They didn't have any girls with them, and I sort of like insinuated like whatever homosexuality.
The gay choir.
Yeah, and they were really. They didn't really take to that very well, but
I was amazed I didn't get more guest complaints. Mm. Like I don't think I got any, but I mean, I was kind of surprised because I wasn't shy at, you know, pulling out the
maybe
weird
it was
humor.
Your presentation then.
I think a lot of it is.
You
I
can
think,
sell it to people, you know.
Yeah, you can convince people that
I think I had more
even
complaints.
If you're the worst people in the world, you can convince someone that you're great. Which look at the Republican field for the
I know,
you know
the dark side.
It's like, you know, it's like 8 batshit crazy people who
I
are.
Know.
And I'm
Michelle
not,
Bachmann got really far, so anything's possible.
And saying that she got far is just like the most loony thing in the world.
I know.
I for traditionally very long, you know, kind of more centrist leaning, and I've never been like really far left. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But this year has just so alienated me because they're all effing crazy.
Yeah, they're all nuts. I know. It just makes you sad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's not because I want to push my liberal agenda, although I do. But you know, it's like that no one is, you know, I mean, yeah, these people are fucking nuts. And it's, they have these ideals that are, like, ridiculous in 50s and,
well,
ugh,
and that's
not
you know
the
what?
Real world, you
and
know?
That's what working at Disney does for you, too, is I think that, you know, you get a sense of acceptance. I tell people when they ask me about working there, I tell them that if they have kids that are about to go to college, have them take a year in college and stop or do it before they go and mm-hmm. work at Disney for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Talk about changing your perspective on the world coming out of high school and getting to...
I did both. I was going to college and going... to, you know, work at mm-hmm. Disney part-time and best experience of my life, only because, I mean, I felt like I met so many different people because I grew up, like, in Choloville 3000, you know what I mean? Like,
which, by the way, best Melanie Griffith movie ever.
Did win an Oscar for that, right?
For special effects.
You know. Yeah, clearly.
Costume design for all of those, you know, white shirts. So.
Yeah, and so, like, when I went to Disneyland, I just, like, met people from all walks of life, you know, from every kind of, you know, just background and... Mm-hmm. And I met my best friend there. Aww.
Who is she? I'll kill her.
Cut her quickly.
Jealous girlfriend. Here she comes.
I know. Oh, God.
But it's so sweet, the two of you together. It's just, you know.
Gosh. I know. We come as a team.
I know. We always joke. We've had so many, like, we've traveled a lot together. And so we always end up in these, like, really, like, romantic places. We went to Hawaii for a friend's wedding, and we just happened to go to dinner, and it was, like, right as the sun was setting outside, and we just, like, look at each other, like, ugh, like, I you know, like, if we were gay, it'd be easier. We're just not, so, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
Well, that's not that I have a limit on the amount of time, but it is dropping down into the lower 30s at this outpost in Canada. And can I just say, January in L.A. this year, what that... 80-degree January.
It is quite warm.
It's been lovely and fantastic. And
is it going to take a turn, though?
Like, I don't know. Last year was so wet. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It's snow. I just don't pay attention.
Just need some snow.
I would love snow. I saw snow in Vegas one time on this trip. That was pretty amazing.
Shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would dig it.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that's anything else, any other, like, little shout-outs you want to give or to my incredible listening audience? And, by the way, I'll continue to gratify my narcissistic ego. 7,000 downloads so far on 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So we are the eighth busiest Disneyland related podcast right now on iTunes.
Ooh, let's get it up to 7.
So yeah, I want to stop there. I don't want to achieve too much though. I'm lazy and
low expectations.
See, and that's where Jungle Cruise skippers are awesome. Yeah. Zero self-esteem. Well, except for one person that I can think of right now.
Oh, let's not go there.
So yeah, and I'll toss the small apology out there to our 3.5 people listening to this right now, that we are kind of looking like a 3-week schedule is going to be about where we're at. I've tried to do it twice a month. It's so hard to get skips. As soon as I can get the phone recording thing down, it'll be
conferences.
It's the best story. I don't want to spoil it yet, but we have two skippers that I want to get on a conference call, and one of them became a Roman Catholic priest, the other one is a rabbi, and they work together, and they didn't. And I really want to get them on the same podcast together. So
sounds cool.
I think that would be amazing.
Sounds amazing.
But anyway, so no, you've got the floor if you want to. Shout out to friends or people who you haven't talked to in a while that you want to reconnect with, or
I don't know. I'll just say for any of your real estate needs, contact me. And my cool friend, you know who you are. If I like you, you should know it. And if not, then
don't. Why you're listening to this podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
So if this podcast goes out into the heavens, I shout out to all my past relatives. Say what's up to them. I love them.
Yeah.
Miss them.
Yeah. Because really, what do ghosts do besides tuning into the internet?
Well,
if I'm in heaven, I'm playing World of Warcraft because I have nothing else to freaking do.
Indeed.
Yeah, so, that's true. I bet there's a lot of that. That's a wise decision.
And also, if you dig the vintage clothes, check out don'tbenaked.net.
.net. Oh, shit.
Ruin everything. .net. Yeah. So I'm selling vintage clothing and purses and shoes and awesome, cute, girly things.
We will.
For you boys that like to wear girly things, then awesome. For the boys that don't, then
lot of
go
those,
and so. Tell your girlfriends and wives and blah, blah.
All right, guys. Well, more announcements coming up in the following weeks. Any of you who know me on Facebook, but basically fun, exciting, and fantastic things in my life have happened. So the Jungle Cruise radio plays are nearly written. We're in the middle of getting everything set up for it. So sometime probably by March or so, it's been pushed back a few months, but we will have those up and running and have some fun with it. Other than that, just keep on spreading the love and keeping the jungle faith and wearing cliches and, you know, having fun out there. And thanks, everyone, for joining us on Tales from the Jungle Cruise and Kungaloosh.